So, yeah, well, we have been running here in the Craven and Terman with Raptors Bike Hire cycling classes for a couple of years now. So the launch this Saturday is to celebrate that now Variety Ireland have invested and come on board with us for the cycling or inclusive cycling classes. So they have supplied us with a variety of different bikes that maybe we wouldn't have before and better quality ones, and that they would sort of be able to cater for other members of the community that we weren't able to cater for before. One of these includes a hand-propelled bike, and the other one would be our tandem bike that we didn't have these bikes before. And then there's a variety of other bikes that they sort of have supplied as well. So it's a big, and we also have to mention also we now have a track made round the Craven that's specially for delivering these classes. So it simulates your normal experience on a road. We have a roundabout, we have your stop signs, you have where you have your broken white line and all the rest of it. So this is sort of all that's coming with this investment from Variety and from the County Council, who sort of County Council, and also I have to mention Churchill Stone, who helped put this in place and give some of their time for free as well.
So the expansion of resources almost on what you were already doing to provide more safe and accessible options for the users?
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. One of our areas actually is enclosed as well. So that means that, you know, if you had children, maybe that there was a fear that they might take off on your flight risk, we have that option available. It's very exciting now. Variety also, you know, can help families to fund bikes. So they'll provide some funding to them towards a bike. So the idea is that, you know, your kids or the adults, whoever come here, they learn how to cycle here because we have two fully trained tutors here, Eugene and Owen, and they're experienced in providing cycling classes to people with additional needs. So you learn to cycle here and then you can apply for funding through Variety to get your own bicycle for at home.
This is like a method then. How important is cycling to creating like independence for the users who may have additional needs?
Well, that's it. You know, there's that thing. It's, you know, there's so many barriers in place for anybody with different sources, additional needs and that. Like, and this is a way of lifting one barrier that, you know, some of them may progress that through teaching that they will be able to cycle independently on a regular bike, but many may not actually progress to that level. But they will learn how to cycle whatever bike is adapted bike needs for their needs, and they'll get confident in cycling on it. So which means that, you know, they can take part in trips out on bikes and different things and that maybe before this wouldn't have been possible for them.
And how did the centre attract the attention of Variety Ireland? Was it an application process from yourselves, or did your work already attract their attention?
Well, it would have been Fred Galler has to get the praise there. He was the one that did all the work in getting Variety Ireland on board here. He was in talks with Kevin for quite some time. He discovered that Kevin was setting up these hubs in different parts of Ireland for, you know, that would be the excellence in inclusive cycling. And when Fred told him what we'd done, sent him videos, all the information about tutors, different things and that, and this would have been how they came to discover about us. So they were quite excited when they realised that we already had something in place, I suppose, which, you know, I think is quite unique to the Northwest, Ulster. I'm not sure, I haven't heard of too many areas that places that cater for what we do cater for here. I cater for at such a level that, you know, we have tutors, we have, you know, we have a centre, we have, you know, a lot of facilities available here.
And you mentioned before about people and groups giving their time to sort of make this happen. How important is the partnerships between the volunteers, community organisations and some government funding here as well?
Oh, well, these things couldn't happen. Like, you know, One of the things is that I suppose people forget sometimes that, you know, providing tutoring and classes and different things to people with additional needs is a very small ratio involved. So, you know, everyone needs to get on board and helping out, like, as you say, with government funding and all the rest and that. And, you know, without funding and community participation, you couldn't really make these classes possible, because they would just be out of reach for a lot of families and individuals and that, you know, as I say, with because of ratios and different things. And then the equipment that you need, it's not the price of a normal bicycle that you'd be buying for your son or daughter or whoever. They are more expensive because they are specialist equipment. So, you know, it's very important that, you know, everyone sort of is involved.